are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
I have no clue how you... I don't know how you got Dina to let you in here. I don't even know what to say about this.
I don't know what you're going on about right there.
Dina, where the hell are you?
She's a little busy right now. We've got some other, we're going to take over because we're going to do some, fun tidbits, Where is she? Gwendolyn.
What?
Get your ass in here.
That man in the office, he's so cute.
Stop flirting. He's so cute. He's married. He's got a kid, too.
Oh, dear. I've got a couple of kids. We're here visiting one of them.
Yes, we are. We're here in the big Los Angeles.
It's been so much fun. It has, don't you know?
I'm having a great time.
It's been... We should introduce ourselves first before we start yapping
along.
Let's
do that. Why don't you start?
Well, my name is Gwendolyn Parker, and I'm one of the housewives of Superior, Wisconsin.
And I, too, am a housewife of Superior, Wisconsin, but my name is Beverly Louise Parker.
Oh, Beverly.
So we're here in the big city visiting your poofta kid,
What? He just because he has a roroommate, and their roommate, his name is Chuck, and they only have a one-bedroom apartment. Okay, I know he's lighting the loafers.
Apparently, the clanking of the heels when he was 5 years old didn't do you any favors at telling you all about it.
I still love him, and I'm still here to visit him.
I love him, too.
Your sorry ass with me,
Well, imagine our surprise when we're here in Los Angeles this week and one of our friends just happens to be on the television.
It was so on that show,
That Chelsea,
Chelsea, what's her, the hoots,
the,
it's what?
The Chelsea manhandler, She was popping her coochie too.
Yeah.
But, and I thought for sure,
Speaking of popping coochies, we thought it would be Patty in this predicament,
I know, but instead of Patty.
It was Mary.
Mary.
Oh, dear. Dear geez.
And so we saw her on national television and we thought we'd pull it up on the YouTube and play it for yous out there, okay?
It was so nice of Dina and Greg. Dina's one of that. What do you call it?
Those trans who's a what's it,
And I should really introduce Greg to my son.
Yes, you should.
So play it already.
So
what you going to do?
This is a call from, our friend Mary, who I thought normally she would have called me, but I don't know why she got it in her head to do this. But we're going to play it live for you from the YouTube. Here we go. And we love you, Mary.
Oh, Mary.
Since we won't be seeing you for a while.
Black 2911.
Somebody's really drunk driving down Granton Road.
Okay, we're on Granton Road.
There's only like 6 miles... drive through Granton and Neillsville. And
which way are they going?
They are going
towards Granton or towards Neillsville?
Towards Granton.
Okay, are you behind them or?
No, I am them.
You am them?
Yes, I am them.
Okay, so you want to call and report that you're driving drunk?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
Mary.
Are you still driving right now?
Yes.
Do you want to stop driving before you get in an accident?
Yes, I will stop.
Okay, you going to stop right now?
Yep, I will stop right now. Okay, I'm stopping.
Okay, just hang on the phone, okay? What kind of vehicle do you have, Mary?
I have a Saturn. Can I take my seatbelt off?
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Dina and Greg Show. I'm Dina Martinez.
And I'm Greg Potter, and I need to meet these ladies when I go home.
Okay, I'm watching Chelsea Handler this week, and she brings, oh my lord, anything with Wisconsin, I love you guys. I fucking love you guys. This is a bad drunk night. Most of the time you're checking your messages to see who the fuck you called, right? That was a rude awakening. Why did I dial 911?
I have nothing to say about this.
I am them.
I am them.
That's one thing. I'm
Would
so
you stop your car. Okay, I'm stopping my car. Okay. We like to drink in Wisconsin. I can't help it. And we're very responsible. Look
Obviously.
At Mary. She called she the called. Police.
She called on her way home. Those poor Grantonites.
So anyway, hi, I'm Greg Potter.
Dina Martinez, and you're listening to the Dina and Greg Show.
So what have you been up to?
Well, first of all, let's say that I'm so excited my pussy's all on Twitter because we have Chef Blythe Beck from The Naughty Kitchen, who's going to be our guest today, live via satellite from Dallas, Texas.
Satellite?
I know, whatever. Satellite Skype. Oh, yo.
What was...
I don't know. So I'm really excited about that. But otherwise, I've had a fun, great week. And
it's been fantastic. It has... Yesterday, we, Dina and I got done with work and called Dina, and I was like, we have to go do something social. I actually wanted to get cute and... go out, so we went and have dinner at one of our favorite restaurants, Merrick's. Well, not really, because we just like going there. It's true.
I like the food, and I love the margaritas, yes. So there you go.
And then we went and saw our friend of ours at the Grove, who bartends at La Piazza, and then we went to a party where Rita, we love you, and of course, when you come on here, you will have a lot to say.
She will. And the best thing about Rita, she offered to blow the cops to get out of the whole situation, because the rabbi next door called the cops. And was standing up front looking at the tranny and the faggot standing in the parking lot. It was so amazing.
Oh, my God. And you're like, what should we do? We should just go. I'm like, hell no. Like, we're holding a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. We're going in.
And then I walked in right by the cop, and I'm like, oh, God. My vagina just dropped out of my body.
It was hot. So we walk in the party, though, and it's all 20-year-olds, with the exception of my roommate and his boyfriend.
And we have beer that is not twist-off, which I'm not used to. So I've got the beer in my hand, and I'm like, what am I going to do? And I'm pretending to hit the bottle head on the
USC
on the
student.
Counter.
He was hot.
Yes.
And cute hot. Anyway, 20
years old. He was adorable. And so I realize I'm like hitting it on the table, just kind of making a joke and everything. This 20-year-old college student. Pops over.
They're always prepared.
They are. With a bottle opener, open my bottle of beer, and I think I might be a cougar, even though I'm 27.
He was intrigued by us, too.
He was.
Well, kind of mostly Chris, because Chris's job, and it's the same field he's going into, but then he got intrigued
Which
by us.
Which is our Journalism. Field, yeah. kind of. Our, yeah. too.
Never mind, I know where I'm going. So anyway, then we dragged Dina to the Eagle. And for those people who don't know what the Eagle is, the Eagle is not a very tranny-friendly
establishment. It's a very dirty, gay leather
bar. But it
bar.
Was not at all last night. It was
still kind of dirty. I smelled ass and I smelled balls.
But it was the clientele.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It was
lesbians.
Nice.
There was like the herd of dykes.
There was
lesbians, sorry.
And there was a straight girl there.
Yes. And you.
And another's me.
It was fun, no matter what.
And then all of a sudden, these cute little boys were like, oh my God, we love your purse. You know, your purse has been our topic of conversation for the last 5 minutes. And by conversation, I mean conversation. Anyway, so we started talking, and they were sweet. And then I'm walking out, and I'm like, excuse me.
Hey, man, what's up?
And one of the guys just freaked out, and it was fun.
Oh, so then I went and had Ty with Chris and Jen. Mm-hmm. You went home. We dropped you off.
Which led to where we're going on the serious note. So I get home, and I'm drunk. I'm not wasted.
We're switching that fast.
Well, you know, it was a nice segue, because that's what happened after I got home. So I go on my Facebook application, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I see this update that said, I hate Nancy Pelosi, and I can't wait to read her obituary. It's a friend of mine, you know, I went to high school with, you know, a couple of years back, and she's from Texas, and, you know, I get it. I get right wing. I get it. You know, I was part of the church.
I know left and right.
Right, exactly.
Left is with my hand that says the L,
exactly.
And right is the other hand.
And if it says L, it must be right. This is my right. Okay, so anyway, I was really just, wow, it just touched me. Or struck me that the hatefulness of some people, and when it comes down to it, if you disagree with somebody, you disagree with them, you know, and by any means, or by all means, I don't believe that Nancy Pelosi, nor anyone else in the government right now, especially on the Democrat side, are leading us to a socialistic government, you know, or fascist socialistic government. There are things that could be changed that might tend to reflect some, I don't want to, I'm not trying to, you know, might be different than what people want or expect. But by no means are we going to become a communistic country, you know?
Just like when the Bush administration, because mostly of the Bush administration, with extremist capitalism where the companies are running the country as opposed to the government. So, you know, but where you're going with this, though, I think, is that the fact that someone would hate so much to want someone dead. I mean, that happens already in our life, in our world. Why put it on Nancy Pelosi?
Granted, you know, it's just one of those things you say in the heat of the moment. Yeah. But there was so much hatefulness from it, and even the response was really filled with hate. The response back to me, because I said, oh my God, that's so horrible. You know, that's horrible. So I agree with your right to say whatever you want to say, and that's perfect. But I'm appalled by the, what's the word? Because I can't think of words when
hypocrisy?
I'm on
air.
Yes, the hypocrisy of the right wing people in this country that just 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, they were all like, about a year and a half ago, everybody was like, oh my God, I can't believe these people would say this about George Bush. You know, I can't believe that they would want him dead and all this stuff. And now the same people that are like, I can't believe that the left wing are saying such horrible things about killing our president or whatever. And now they're saying the exact same things about Nancy Pelosi, about Obama, about, you know, the Democrats that are in power. And I just think it's horrific and appalling. And I'm so passionate about this. I mean, I understand the differences. I understand that people get really fired up about something. But when it comes down to it, it's something that is just amazing. And the whole thing with Dixie Chicks, a few years ago, the right wing totally ostracized the Dixie Chicks for speaking their mind about the president and about his, lack of better words, regime, his party's politics in a different country. However, just a couple of months ago, a former vice presidential candidate goes to China and criticizes the president, and everybody's like, yeah, she should be able to speak her right. Exact same thing. Everybody's excited about it. Nobody did it to the Dixie. Nobody was really excited about the Dixie Chicks because they were against the popular ideology. And it just makes me so angry. You know, you can't be that. Well, you can obviously be that hypocritical, but it just makes me angry.
Basically, okay, use your anger for good. Well, not necessarily everyone's going to think good, but then get someone nominated that you support, help them, vote for them. It's called democracy. Like, you know, instead of getting upset, I'm probably not going to vote for the person that you're trying to get voted in, whether it be president, senator, congressman, woman, whatever. But go about the right avenues to get it done.
It's just the hateful language. And we're experiencing that on several different levels, especially as fringe groups, I guess. I hate saying minority, but, you know, obviously as a transgender, gay, lesbian, bisexual, you know, part of the community, we're underdogs in a lot of ways. And I'm not that, you know, I'm being oppressed. I'm not that, but, you know, I'm not that person. But the government's here to protect the rights of its people and to, you know, make sure that they're protected. I mean, that's what it is. That's what it is. And they're protecting some rights, of the rights of some people. They're not protecting the rights of everyone. And this is reflected in the Prop 8 in Maine.
In Maine, which leads to the New York Times on Thursday. There was the front page, gay rights rebuke may bring change in tactics. Now I can't read. But basically, what it's saying is that it's not going to, you know, earlier, what, about 3 months ago, there was no more Mr. Nice Gay. Well, something's happening. And if our rights continue to get taken away, well, you know, I'm going to make comedy of this right now. But I'm kind of serious. There goes your hair salons. There goes your wedding. You know,
right.
Like, we're needed in this country and we're valued. And, you know, it's
who
really
would serve you food.
It's really a small small group of people who are making this worse, because the beginning of the article said they had more money. They had more volunteers. Geography was on the right side. And even though all this was going for same-sex marriage in Maine to not be revoked, it was. So, you know, yeah, that's all. I'm just...
Yeah, it's horrible.
We got so much to talk about tonight, but just know that we'll get through this, community. We need to be here for each other. We need to support each other. And we need to get our fucking asses out there and do something together besides drinking at bars and doing the stereotype so we can actually make something happen. Because obviously, we don't know who our friends are. Like,
don't get me wrong.
Article, although I know who my friends are.
It's a good idea to drink about it all the time, but, you know. So, fun, interesting things.
Oh, my God,
this week.
That was so serious. Now let's talk about fun stuff.
The fun things. Oprah. Oprah is moving her show to Los Angeles. What? I might get a chance to see her on the street now. I'm so excited.
You know, other than driving by her house in Malibu.
Well, yeah, right. Well, I don't ever go to Malibu because, you know, hi, I live in Hollywood. But I'm excited to just be happening by the Ivy now and be like, oh my God, that's Oprah.
I'm skipping the book part, by the way.
It makes the chance greater that you and I will be able to go on the Oprah show.
Completely.
Because they won't have to pay for the flights there. So, and there's speculation that
she's... Brought you by American Airlines.
Totally. And there's speculation because she's starting her new own network, OWN, I guess it's the Oprah Women's Network or something. But there's speculation that she's moving the show after the contract is ends, that she's moving to her own network, which is kind of interesting.
That is. I'm skipping over the book. We'll talk about the book later.
Okay.
Okay. So I lost my place. Parents Television Council urges CW not to air the upcoming episode of Gossip Girl because of a threesome. This tryst in these posters, you've seen them. No, you haven't.
Well, no,
they're not really here
those.
In LA yet, but they're talking about it in New York because the billboards went up and probably they'll go up in the next few days here. But, that they're too risque and they're reckless and irresponsible. When they come up here, is the PTC going to have a problem? Because already, look at, like, Melrose Place. It was already the Menage
a Trois. Menage a Trois.
Yeah. You can go down any street, any main street in LA and have naked people everywhere.
Everywhere.
Especially the Calvin Klein model.
Hi.
In Sunset Boulevard. Anyway.
Hello. Goodbye.
So I heard you were babysitting this week. You know, in Florida, Dina was babysitting and there was a baby, a 7th-month-old, I think it was, missing for 5 days, and they found it alive and well, the article said, underneath the babysitter's bed. And not just under there, but like hidden behind things.
I thought she was my Gucci loafers. And loafers, I mean heels. Hi,
who
stilettos. Who hires
the babysitter?
I don't know. Like, that's pretty bad. I want a baby. No, I don't. I want a pair of shoes.
What do you have?
I have... Okay, so I'm really excited about this. Everybody, wait for it. J-Lo's on Twitter! Jennifer Lopez finally got a Twitter account. And everybody's like, follow J-Lo. And I'm just like, yes, I can't wait to follow J-Lo.
You're ridiculous.
I know, I'm excited, though. And my new... because every 5 minutes I get this, like, you know, itch. Okay, I've been watching Dallas Divas and Daughters on Style Channel. It's like a new reality show. It's about all the Dallas girls. And, you know, hi, being a Dallas girl. I'm loving it. I'm loving it because they're horrible. They're hateful, horrible, evil, rich bitches. And I love them. And one of the girls is always shiny. So it's kind of, I'm like, ooh, girl, you look hateful. Anyway, so Greg, how's the gout?
I hate you. Last week I told Dina not to bring something up, and then this week the doctor confirmed I am the poster child for the gout. And
I was like, that's something that people in their 70s and 80s get.
And shift work sleep disorder.
Okay.
Also known as, what did you call it? What did you call me?
Crackalina.
The Crackalina syndrome.
He's got this amazing medication, and it makes him so crackalina, I'm living.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I'm not on it today, and yet I'm still having side effects. What was that? Oh, Chris Brown says he's unsure about his image. Oh, sorry, Chris Brown. He doesn't know how the public will perceive him after he attacked Rihanna. And speaking of our vice presidential candidate, her book comes out November 18th. So we'll have to find out when she'll be at Barnes & Noble in the Grove, and we'll go.
I'm going with, like, 20 pounds of hair on my head and everything. So, with that underway, can I just say... Oh, is there something else?
Don't worry about it. Hello, sorry. Blythe Beck!
Hello! How are you?
Hey, Shed!
How's it going? How are y'all doing? It's funny to listen to y'all. It's great. Very entertaining.
Thanks.
We have been watching you obsessively, like re-watching shows over and over on demand. We're really best friends. You just don't know it yet.
Oh, yay! I heard that. Well, that's okay. I'm dating Nick Lachey, and he doesn't know it yet either, so it's fine.
We were married, but he didn't know that either.
Oh, well, wow. We'll have to exchange stories.
I'm like, darling, so how's Dallas?
Dallas is fabulous. Like, it is great. The restaurant is packed. Like, we have everybody coming in, and it's great. Dallas is wonderful. The Dallas Cowboys are on right now. All things are good. Things are good here.
Awesome.
Yay. Please tell me you have an alcoholic beverage in your hand.
Not yet, okay. Because I wanted to talk to y'all first, but as soon as we're done, I will be doing a little vodka therapy. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's Sunday fun day. You have to.
Hello.
Of course, especially when the game's on.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm up at work right now, so probably want to leave work and then, you know, start my vodka therapy on Sunday fun day.
That would totally make sense.
Yeah. So what's going on? How are y'all?
We are fantastic.
So good.
Where are you at? What's going on?
We're so good. It's great. No, it's awesome. You guys have been doing amazing publicity for me. Amazing all over the place. I've seen it everywhere. Like, that might be on the show. I appreciate it. I told you should think about becoming publicist, if anything else.
We're working on a plan for that for you.
Yeah, taking over the world. I love it.
Hello.
Awesome. Okay, I have to throw this out there right now because I can't wait to... I love that you did a cheese tasting. I want to bring that out right first. I'm from Wisconsin. I love cheese so much. And, yeah, you...
I love Wisconsin. You don't understand my love for the state of Wisconsin. You guys have it all going on. Beer, cheese, sausage, and football. How can it get any better than that?
And self-calling drunk drivers.
Overdubs. Yeah. No, I love Wisconsin. I love that state. Absolutely love it. One of my best friends lives there, so it's great.
Oh, I'm glad that you love it. And next time I'm there, hopefully maybe you'll meet me.
Oh, my God.
I'll take you out, Madison.
I would love to meet you. I think I'm going there after the first of the year, actually. So you never know. We'll have to hook it up.
My people will call your people, a.k.a. Dina.
Gotcha.
I love it. So my favorite thing, I'm just so excited about how, like, just loud and unapologetic you are. Especially around all those Highland Park bitches.
Well, you know, the thing about them is they need love too, but that's not really my circle of people. Like, I like people that are fired up and who love to eat and who want to get naughty and, you know, not really scared about saying or doing the wrong thing, because, hell, I do that all the time. I stick my foot in my mouth 5,000 times a day. So, you know, you can't be scared to just be you and be who you are, because that's what it's all about.
Completely. I love how, going on that note, especially with that episode when you were doing that at home demonstration with the meat, with the steak. I love how you bring it back to the food. Like, even if you don't get along, food is so communal with everybody that, you know, we get to learn so much about each other through food, and you just put it out there. God, I love you.
Well, I love that you said that, because you totally get the point of it. That's the whole point. Like, food is universal. Everybody has to eat. It's like, come in, let me love on you, let me cook for you, and, you know, and let me be good to you, because that's what it's all about. And that's why, like, people that come in, it's like, oh, I'll have a salad. It's like, no, you're not. Not here. Come in and let me really, like, love on you and have the whole naughty experience. I mean, there might be some naughty language from time to time, but, you know, come in and have the whole naughty experience.
We don't like naughty language at all.
Yeah, I just heard some of y'all not liking naughty language. I didn't know you could say that on the radio. I had no idea that you could just...
Gotta love it. Internet radio, gotta love it.
I do love it, because it's very, very naughty. I like that a lot. So
feel free to curse anytime you want, because we love it.
Well, it's like my kind of show. I was listening to it, just laughing my ass off over here. I'm like, ooh, they're dirty, and I like it.
Yes.
You know what else I love about you is the, with the show, I love how the show is. There was the show The Restaurant a while ago that was so, it was different, but your show really shows the relationships between all, like really shows it and throws it out there and honestly how a restaurant works and goes and the politics of it and the banter and I freaking love, oh my God, I love it.
Well, that I appreciate that because like I've gotten a lot of, you know, I've gotten a lot of flack from people that are like, you know, this restaurant, people are bitchy and they're gripey and it's like, have you ever been in a restaurant? Like, you know, it's always like that battle between the front of the house and the back of the house and chefs and waiters. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, we all drink about it. We all hug it out. But, yeah, it's rough and tough and not always the nicest place to be. So I'm glad that you guys appreciate that because, you know, it's real. And sometimes we have, you know, this show is real. And sometimes there's really great days and sometimes there's just really, really bad. And unfortunately, I had to live it all. And, you know, you can see the whole spectrum of it.
Completely.
Ain't I know that, honey? And one of the things that I like it gets me so crazy about people that have never worked in the restaurant industry is like, obviously, every day you go to work, you're happy and not grumpy and you don't bitch about anything.
Right.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, girl. So, one of my favorite.
You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, goodbye.
Uh-huh, exactly. And the thing is when you have a camera in your face, it's like, you know, everyone gets to see all of that, good, bad, ugly, sweet, you know, whatever. Because, you know, I have my moments, definitely have my moments. You don't, I'm on a mission to take over the world, so you can't be on that mission without having a couple not-so-pretty moments, just saying.
I hear you.
Right now, I don't have my makeup on. That's not-so-pretty moments.
Well, you know, there are moments that someone could have told me to run a hairbrush through my hair. But, you know, it's like, really? Nobody could have been like, hey, Blythe, here's a comb. Let's try it. But, you know, that's real life. And people, you know, I don't get hair and makeup done every day. I don't know a lot of people that do. And we are trying to show the real side of life. And, you know, I get shit for that. And then I don't. And what else? My favorite are just all the rumors and all the stuff that I've said that, you know, have never actually happened. That's my favorite part.
I'm all, ooh,
like,
share
to read
some
all
the
these
rumors.
Things. I'm like, uh-huh. Okay. It's kind of funny. Like, I wonder if people just sit behind a computer and just generate, you know, crap.
Have you not heard of Perez Hilton?
Well, I don't think he's
got
me yet, but, oh, well, you know. No. Just, everyone's got to make a buck, I guess.
Hello,
so
we're
it's
working
funny.
On
it's
it.
Very creative, some of it, so that's good.
So,
you know, whatever.
One of the my favorite things that I love to what you do is you talk to your food and you caress it and you love it. And when did you start talking to your food when you were a kid or did it, were you like, oh, hi, cereal.
No, I was like, hi, you big-boned ribeye. No, like, the whole talking of my food came from, like, loving on it, right? It's like you do caress it, you do massage it, you rub on it, and you love on it. Because if you love on your food, then you love on your guests. And it's all about my guests. It's all about you coming in, you having an amazing experience, you eating my food, and then you coming back, you know? Like, I am on a mission for total world culinary domination, and the way you do that is by making kick-ass food and being good to your guests. So, yeah, I do love on it, and I talk to it. And when I first took over Central 214, my sous chef thought I was batshit crazy, but, you know, whatever.
Monkey.
I think he still does. Yeah, monkey! Yeah, I think he might. I think he still does.
Anything with a bone on it. I just want to quote you quick. Anything with a bone on it. The ribeye. In addition, I just love the, because I've done a lot of restaurant management, and it's so that way. Like, you've got to balls to the walls. I just love it. I can't. That's all I can say is I love you. How did you get started? Like with the reality show? Is it something?
It's not a nice story, and I don't look very good in it, but I'll tell you guys anyway. I was at my... I never tell stories where I don't look fabulous in them, but whatever. But
I was at my last job,
and it was my day off, and I got called in, and I was pissed. I was like, oh, bam! I just wanted to drink with my BFF, Corey. So anyway, I called in, and there was another reality show that had been kind of blowing up my phone and blowing up my phone. I didn't want to do that show. I'm like, you know, I like watching it, but I don't want to be a part of it. And then there was a producer there, and my boss was like, you really should go talk to this guy. You really should go talk to him. I was like, I don't want to. I was such a brat. So finally I walked out there, and I was like, hi, I'm Blythe Beck. And he's like, hi, I'm Brad Hall. And I'm like, good for you. And then he says something, and neither one of us can remember what it was. And I was like, shut your face down. And he goes, oh, my God, has anyone ever told you you should be on TV? I'm like, uh-huh, you all made me rich and famous. Uh-huh. Can I go to the bar now? And I left. Like, I left. I was like, mm-hmm, great. There's some vodka calling my name. Got to go. And I left, and then 2 months later, he showed up with his business partner, Brandy Menifee, and we shot a sizzle reel and then pitched it to all these networks. I'll be damned. Huh. I guess I should have been a little nicer, maybe, a little bit.
Well, I think if you probably would have been nicer, they would have been like, oh, well, okay. Whatever.
So, yeah, it was. I was not very sweet at all. And now, you know, after we sold the show, like they love to tease me about that. Like, remember when? I'm like, yeah, I remember. Moving on. I never like stories where I don't look good. Just saying.
Well, you really end up fantastic in this story because look at you now. So.
Well, thank you very much. And you know, the next thing I need my traveling show. I want to take over the world. Because, like, I call my fans the Naughty Army. And the Naughty Army, by the way, very fired up, very awesome. But I want to get a big pink bus and go on the Sexy New American Tour. And I want to go into people's homes and cook with the Naughty Army. Like, I want to see what makes you naughty. Like, what's in your pantry? And, like, really cook with everybody. So that's the next thing. That's what I want to do, start taking over the world in a big pink bus. What do you think?
That was my plan, too. Well, not with the
well,
cooking
come with
part,
me.
But the whole... big pink bus thing.
Well, come with me.
Move
we can
over,
come together.
Girl. Move over, Extreme Makeover. Here comes Chef Blythe Beck.
Hell yeah.
And a pink bus.
That's what I'm doing. I'm taking over the world in a big pink bus.
I'm
love that
idea.
I'm coming out to see the Naughty Army.
Oh, my God. We will be colonels in your Naughty Army.
I love it. See, that's why everybody, like, the Naughty Army gets together, like, on my Facebook page and on my Twitter page, because they are fierce and they are fired up and loyal, and woo, don't mess with them, because they get very angry when people are ugly about me, so I love them. I heart the Naughty Army. And I'm sure they're all listening right now, because I've been Twittering about it and everything else, so I'm sure they're listening. So, hi, Naughty Army, I heart you.
I heart you guys, too.
Yay! See, we're building them one soldier at a time.
Hello. If anyone wants to call in, 818-602-4929 and talk to Chef Blythe Beck. And me.
Say it again, Dina.
He's like, you gotta bring it back to you. Absolutely.
Like, hi.
So you've met Dina before.
You know, whatever. You gotta do that. That's awesome.
And once again, the number is 818-602-4929. So, with the holidays coming up, Greg and I always have a big, like, urban family Thanksgiving. And we spend, like, the whole day in the kitchen cooking.
And the night before we go to the bars.
Oh, yeah, darn. You gotta do that.
Hello. Cooking and drinking. Yeah. And you know, I'm really great with a turkey. But
really?
Honey, let me tell you.
She stuffs it like nobody's business.
First
you
of all.
You tell me a story about stuffing some turkey. Uh-huh.
Hello. But I, on the normal, I can't really cook meat well. I think I'm afraid of it. Because it always tends
never
to be...
Never be afraid of the meat.
Girl, it scares me.
Embrace it. Embrace the meat. Never be afraid of it. Love on it, slap it around, and put it in your mouth.
I like the big bowls, but the meat just sometimes scares me. So And with chicken and fish, those are my two that I'm just like, ah! So what?
There's a joke there, but I'm going to let it go.
No, don't. Please.
No, I'm letting it go. I have to keep my... I'm letting it go. It was too easy. You set it up. It was
so
too easy.
Yeah.
I'll wait for the harder one.
Okay. That's a good idea, always. Always wait for the harder one. So, speaking of the harder
Calvin.
One... Calvin!
Girl! You talking about my mansicle?
Girl, I want to know.
Oh, my God. He is the most beautiful man ever. The thing is, he's not really my mansicle because he's married with a beautiful wife and three beautiful children. So, that's
so sweet.
But he is gorgeous, and he is one of the nicest men. He is more beautiful on the inside than he is even on the outside. Like, he's awesome. Like, I love him. And whenever the girl fans come in to see him, I'm like, save room for the Holy Ghost. No touching of Calvin. Ladies love him because he's sweet and he's gorgeous and he's a big old mansicle. He's the original mansicle.
Oh my gosh.
The original.
I love your tips. Your tips are so not normal tips that every
like
day,
what?
Like the with the pickling of the red onions. Like those tips on demand. So if you have on demand, definitely check out the tips.
Check out my tips.
Nobody realizes that they should use cheap wine for cooking. And I love that you put that out there.
Yeah, you should totally. Like, when I cook, I use, like, when I have to eat, when I need beer, I use Schlitz malt liquor. Like, that's what we use. And then I'm bringing the 40 back, by the way. I want to become the new face of Schlitz malt liquor. But, yeah, you cook with, like, the cheap wine because you want to drink the good stuff. And it all cooks out anyway. And a lot of chefs would argue with me, and a lot of chefs would disagree with me, but they're wrong. Like, cook with the cheap stuff and drink the good stuff. Like, why, especially, like, in this crappy economy, why spend your money on, you know, bad alcohol to drink? Spend a little bit more on good stuff to drink and use the bad stuff, you know, the cheap stuff, not bad, cheap stuff to cook with.
Exactly.
I mean, you want the, you know... I've never been snotty about my food. I'm always about, like, how to make it better, how to make it greater, you know, how to make it naughtier without having to be intimidated by it, because I don't ever want anyone to feel intimidated by my food. I want them to feel loved on and a part of the naughty, you know, circle, the naughty army. So, no, I never want my food. I never want you to have a dictionary to read my menu. I never want you to feel stupid. I want you to feel, you know, loved on and that we heart you, because I do.
I love it.
I'll just tell you, I'm coming home for the holidays, and I am coming in to eat your food because I'm so excited about it.
Yay! I can't wait to meet you and hug it out.
I know.
We might have to go have some cocktails afterwards.
Girl,
just saying.
Have you been to the Rose Room?
Darn. I am the gays are my community. I'm a very big supporter and advocate of the gay community, and. Yes, I'm down there quite frequently, and yes, I'm very, very big supporter of the gay and lesbian
community. Haven't noticed at all.
Well, what'd you say?
I said, we haven't noticed at all.
Well, it's important to me. Really important to me, and I believe in putting my, you know, name and stuff behind good causes, and gay rights, and equal rights, and, you know, just people being treated well is really important to me, and so, yeah. I'm down to the Rose Room quite often, so we'll go have drinks.
We're gonna do it. I'm gonna put my 40-pound hair on.
Can't wait! I'm so excited.
I'm gonna pull that
shit out.
It's
gonna be awesome.
She's pulling it out for Sarah Palin and for you.
Love it. I heart that. That's awesome. So, well, good. Well, when are you gonna be down here for Thanksgiving or
no, for Christmas? So around the 23rd to the 28th, I'm gonna be in town, and I'm hoping to some kind of stand up or something while I'm there. So we'll see what happens.
No, come in. Let me cook for you. Let me love on you, and then we'll go get our vodka therapy on.
Hello.
Love it. I heart it.
So since I'm from Dallas, and I just happened to notice somebody that I used to work with on your show.
Who?
Terry.
Terry Boomtown?
Boomtown.
Where did you work with Terry?
At that place where we have to wear all white.
What?
Across the streak. He's
a
hoop.
We'll talk later. Girl. I'll ask him. My God, that
we'll
is wildly hysterical. I had no idea.
Totally. So he was the one that fell asleep in the closet.
Yes, he fell asleep in the closet. Yes, passed out. I think he started reading the newspaper and then, you know, passed out. I don't really know. I don't really know what's going on with that.
We've all been there. We've all done it.
Well, I haven't actually passed out at work yet. No,
I try not to
sleep in the closet, but you know, whatevs.
in my serving and bartending days, I did it at least once.
That's vodka induced, so hello. You know, whatevs.
Whatevs.
Right. Whatever. Okay, I have to actually run. I have to go back out in the dining room. But I just wanted to say I heart y'all. And come see me. Let me cook for you. And everybody follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm sorry that I have to run.
Where can they find you quick, Chef?
Follow me on Facebook as Blythe Beck. Just my name, Blythe Beck. And then follow me on Twitter at Chef Blythe Beck. And then you can always come find us at central214.com.
We love you so much. Have a great night, okay?
I love y'all, too. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, lady.
Bye.
All right. Heart y'all.
Heart you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yay. So that was so fun.
Oh, my God. I love her. I love her.
I love her, too.
You can come stay with me if you want to come to LA, Chef.
So we're going to use a lot of her naughty, naughty things during the holiday season.
Definitely.
Because my favorite thing is to pull out the cream cheese. Like 20 blocks of cream cheese for 5 people.
Do you ever put sour cream in your mashed potatoes? Not sour cream.
Whipped cream in
your mashed potatoes?
Never. That was a debacle from last year.
Thanksgiving. Where are we at?
We are. You know what? We're here with whatever. So let's talk about what you wanted to.
I want to talk about everything. I've got the gout.
You have the gout.
I'm Sally Field for the gout.
I love it. Let's go to...
Dancer... I can go back to what I have.
Let's do it.
Okay. Dancers... I guess dancers have gathered for Patrick Swayze in New York. At the Career Transition for Dancers dinner. It's an organization that helps dancers find new careers after they have injuries. And they did a whole dedication to Patrick. Rest in
peace.
That's
so awesome.
We love you, Patrick. We miss you. Palin's book. I already talked about that. Oh, I've got the stupid stuff that I found.
Oh, bring the stupid stuff is the best. Hi.
Do you know that now? Not only a while ago we talked about pets getting a they can have a therapist and
yes.
a lawyer.
Yes.
And they they have. Little hotels that they can go stay at. Now they can go talk with God.
Yay!
Here in L.A., Reverend Tom Eggbean at the Covenant Presbyterian Church, I don't know exactly where it is, but I will find out, has a canine communion on Sundays for a half hour. There's doggy beds, there's canine prayers, and there's a doggy treat for them.
I want to see communion.
What the fuck?
The body of dog. This is the body of dog. The blood of dog. I mean, God!
Really?
Jesus loves you.
I love pets. Look at how many
I do, too. And, we even have pet psychics. So, especially Los Angeles, hey, we got everything.
We fucked up.
We are not the rest of the country, are we?
Terrence Park, Ohio. A lady thinks that she accidentally threw her wedding ring in a trick-or-treater's bag. She put a public notice out and is asking all trick-or-treaters, when that woman, that mother or father or searched through their candy that night, it went in a pocket and the kid didn't even know that they had the diamond in their bag.
Hello. This is further proof.
Oh, look, there's a razor blade in this piece of candy.
This is further proof that it should be okay for same-sex couples to have children, because if the straight people fuck it up, what's the point?
Oh, that goes to my next one. The lady is getting 5 days in jail.
What is she...
She is getting 5 days in jail, and she honestly admitted that she let her teenager ride on the top of the van in a cardboard box. Really?
What?
And this was in Albertville, Alabama.
And further proof. Oh, my God.
Really? Really? My mom kicked my ass when I rode on the top of a car one time.
He's getting very emphatic with the bottle of water on the desk. Banging it.
And I fell and I put a stitch in my knee and it was not fun. And yeah, I got my ass kicked. But this mother decides that she's gonna do it herself.
Seriously? We've got kids in shoe boxes. We've got kids in moving boxes. And we have some stupid ass lady throwing her wedding ring up in a Halloween kids candy box. You know, bitch, if I have a ring on my finger, it is not going anywhere. Nowhere. It is staying on my finger until somebody pries it off my cold, dead hand.
So in Rio de Janeiro, I didn't even know how to go off that, so I'm just going to continue. Rio de Janeiro, a man died, but he really didn't die. He went to the graveyard to honor the dead for some holiday, national holiday that they have in Brazil. And he went by his family graves, and his family was there for a funeral. And guess whose funeral it was? It was his. He shocked them all because he was really not dead.
Talk about showing up late for your own funeral.
Seriously.
Oh, my God. That had to be freaky shit, too. You're, like, so crying over your father, your uncle, whatever. And then all of a sudden he walks up and you're like...
You know, here in America, we write sitcoms about that shit.
We do. What sitcom?
Oh, I can... The Will and Grace. There's a book on Will and Grace, that a Q&A. Talks about Will and Grace completely. It's back. It's entertaining.
Yay.
Open at parties.
Will and Grace, yay.
I thought someone was stalking us.
Nobody is stalking. Nobody's calling.
So, speaking of books, you're lucky.
Fine. No.
What?
Go ahead.
Do you have something?
No. Well, I have things.
Go for it.
But no, you started.
Okay. Well, you're lucky you didn't go with me today, by the way, when I was having my day on the town, my morning. I can't even hear myself.
Day with the girls.
Day with the girls. Ridiculous. But when I was at Barnes & Noble over at the Grove, I walked by this. They put together this nice little table for gay and lesbians. Hence where I found the Will and Grace shit. But there's this book written. I got to say it was written in 1996 because times have changed. And it's funny to see how times have changed.
Oh, a lot.
But the book's called Outing Yourself. Apparently there you needed a guidebook. Because here, now, everyone else will do it for you if you don't do it yourself.
It's
or
true.
You get caught. But really, chapter one.
Hello, TMZ.
Chapter one, identifying yourself. And there's exercises. Exercise one, mirror, mirror. When no one is around, go into the bathroom. If you think someone might run, it literally says, turn on the water so they can't hear you. Stand there for a little while and say, I am gay. I am a lesbian. Exercise two, go to a quiet place. And it suggests maybe the woods or a park.
I am a tranny.
And then make a list. Left column, I'm gay. And next to each I am gay, you put a derogatory term to deal with it. And the chapters are yourself to yourself, outing yourself to other gay people, outing yourself to other straight people, your family, coworkers, and every day.
Every day.
I am gay.
And your boss is like, yes, we know. You've told us every day for the last year and a half. As if the whole offering me to give me head in the bathroom wasn't an indicator to begin with.
If we had any Chef Blythe Beck fans still listening, they just left.
They're gone.
We liked you. Thank
you. To the bathroom. Oh. With their boss. I'm sorry. Wow. What? You know, I I love television. I am like the media entertainment whore. And not because I sell it sometimes, but because... I love Hello, is this mic on? I was really excited.
I really wish we could videotape us sometimes because you are ridiculous.
We can't.
I'm
it
perfect.
Can't come in. Can't Shut come up. In. I'm perfect.
I'm perfect.
So they're like, really? We're having an argument about who's perfect and who's not. So Eastwick. I can't decide if I love it. It's like Ryan Seacrest. I can't decide if I love him. Like, at times I think, oh, it's wonderful. It's amazing. And then I'm just kind of disappointed with it. So, but I love Rebecca Romijn. And I almost put that last part on. But I love Rebecca Romijn. But I'm kind of not sure. But I love Juliana DePandy and Bill.
You really have
Bill whatever.
A pickle on your plate.
I do have a pickle on my plate.
What are you
I'm
to
hungry
do?
Now.
What is the training to do?
So we are Dina.
And I'm Greg.
And this is the Dina and Greg Show.
We have a really big announcement, a gay announcement.
We have a gay announcement.
We are going to go to 2 hours starting next week.
Ah!
Yay!
You get to listen to us for 2 hours.
Two
now.
Whole hours. We're getting to our
2 hours.
We're getting
2 hours of this shit. This is the kind of comedy you can expect on the Dina and Greg Show. So please listen in and support our 2 hours. And you can also support us on the internet.
We make it sound like a telethon.
by going to DinaAndGregShow.com, and that's Greg with 2 G's, 3 total, 2 on the end, 1 at the beginning, DinaAndGregShow.com. On there, you will be able to go to our Facebook, our Twitter, which is at
Dina and Greg Show.
Dina and Greg. Gaga.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to follow me, you can follow me. It's Dina Martinez. Real simple. DinaMartinez. And then we're on Facebook. If you just go and search Dina and Greg, you'll find it. You can also go to our website and sign up for our newsletter.
You Woo! Are so funny.
What
do you have coming up? The 7th. You're going to be at Sassy, right?
Yes, I'm really excited. I'm doing a show on the 7th called The Sassy Show, which is the 7th, which is a Monday of December, not yesterday, obviously, since yesterday has passed. And I'm going to be performing there and hosting for the evening. So you guys all have
to
come out.
She's got me doing something. So
And we're going to make him do something.
I'll at least be at the bar drinking.
And we've got some really great projects that we're going to be telling you about in the near future.
Tuesdays, Drunk on Stage at Akbar, with Bruce Daniels.
Yes, with Bruce Daniels.
Shayna says yay, 2 hours.
Yay, Shayna! Next week.
Now get Facebook.
Totally get Facebook. Greg doesn't have Facebook. I have Facebook. Look for Dina Martinez.
Don't give me that look. I have the gout.
The gout makes him internet unsavvy.
What are you
doing? I don't know. We are over our time. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dina Martinez.
I'm Greg Potter.
And this is the Dina and Greg Show. Thank you so much.
Have a good week. Thank you, Chef Blythe Beck.
Thank you, Blythe.
Bye.
You're listening to the Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.